anthropois, pimpi, techna, doulon. Now let's take a look at that. Here's what I want to discuss with this sentence. When you confront a Greek sentence, how, I'm asking a very fundamental question here now. How do you actually attack the sentence? What do you look for? What do you look for first? What do you try to figure out at the beginning? Now we've got, I heard verb, I heard subjects, I heard endings. English Bible, pull out the English Bible. I don't think so. No, no, no. Okay. All right. Ask Sam. Yeah, well, that, you know, yeah, what the heck, you know, it's a 62.5% proposition. All right. Here's what I think you should do. This is, you know, if you can't just kind of read along and do it, but all of a sudden it becomes complex on you, here's what you do. First, look for the verb. Now, the reason I say that is, if you look for the verb initially, at least you know what the sentence is about. All right? Is it about sending, killing, reading, evangelizing, saving? You know, what is it about? You're going to know the general content of what you're talking about. Now, this is going to make a huge difference. So, if the base verb is saving, then it's logical that the subject is going to be something like God or the gospel or Christ or something like that, not, let's say, pagans. They'll probably be the object of something like that. So you have some general idea what's going on. What's the verb in this sentence, James, in Greek? Just say the word in Greek. Pimpi. Pimpi is the word. Third singular, he sends. He, she, it sends. Here's the next thing. Look for an expressed subject. An expressed subject. Now, when I say expressed subject, John, what case am I looking for? Nominative case. Okay? And it's got to be the same number. So in this sentence, do we have a nominative singular? John. That is nominative plural. All right? Do we have an expressed subject, Pat? No. So, Xanthophil time, he sends, right? Say, Rob can be Mr. Xanthophil. He's got a yellow shirt on. All right. So, if you don't have anything better, Rob shows up. All right. Now, the next thing we want to do is look for a direct object, not an indirect object, not a genitive. A direct object. Do we have an accusative here, whether singular or plural? Do we have one? Pat. All right. All right. Now, here's where you are at this point, and this is critical. You've now got the basic guts of the sentence. He sends children. That's what this sentence is about. See, you can basically ignore the genitives at the beginning. Forget that. That's just going to be icing on the cake. What you basically got to have are the elements of subject, verb, and object. Now you know what the sentence is about. He sends children. Now, I would say at this point, you might want to check it out to see if there's an indirect object, especially when you have verbs like sending and telling and speaking and informing and so on. Is there an indirect object? Okay, Peter? Right. So, he sends children to men, or he sends men children. Now we have a genitive floating about here, and that's going to modify to show possession. It's going to modify the thing that stands in front of it. So we're going to have, as a result, Joel, children. Well, of slaves. Children of slaves. Sentence then. He sends children of slaves to people, to men. Mm-hmm. Now, what would be the point of emphasis of this, Wendell? What's the point of emphasis of this sentence? Is he sends children of slaves to people, to men. You know, let's say, I'm just using our basic words, but I mean, let's say we had a word like we have in this chapter, apostle, to apostles. They, oh, well, to apostles, that's amazing. I didn't know that they were going to receive children of slaves or something like that. So this would tend to highlight the fact that it's to people that this is done.
This may have been answered, but if Anthropos was not there, and
if it were not there. We're not there. Thank you.
Pardon?
Yes.
We're not there. And by technodoulon, then the subject would be in the verb?
Well, it's in the verb anyway. This is a dative. That's not a nominative. It's still here. If that's not here, Matthew, it still says he sends children of slaves. Yeah, just he. Right. This is a xanthophyll sentence because we do not have an express subject in the nominative case. All right, and then finally, I've got